It is recording.
That during the meeting, would that be all right?
Is it? As long as you approve or not approve for every semester.
Thank you.
All right, thank you everyone for being here. It's 1:23 PM on August 9th, 2023.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm calling the Finance Committee meeting to order here. And the first item is a welcome by me, that just happened. And then we also have needed to review and approve the minutes from June 14th, 2023, which was our Finance Committee meeting that we had going over the annuals. And if everyone has had a chance to review the minutes, I would entertain a motion.
That doesn't turn on the cooler.
You want a motion to approve the minutes?
That's what I need. June 14th, 2023.
June 14th. Okay, I've got that. I make that motion to approve.
All right. Can I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, very good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
It's just the Finance Committee member. So did you vote yes
as well? It's just the three of us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you voted yes as well?
I would have if I had known that, so yes.
Okay, so it's unanimous then.
Okay, motion passes unanimously. Okay. And can you just go back up to the rest of the agenda, please, sir?
Let me bring the agenda back up here.
Yeah. See if there's anything else.
We have one other item. Yeah. It's a discussion of other items, but this is not a formal action that requires a vote. But in our rating and ranking for the CDBG program, which will be approved, the policies and procedures will be approved in the steering committee. One of the criteria is on the regional priority. And the way it's been for about the last 10 or 11 years is the regional priority is determined by the executive director in consultation with the finance committee members. In the past, it's been done over the phone, it's been done email, different ways of doing that. Last year, they did the same thing. We're making a recommendation that it stay the same as it was last year. And Brian, and in your packet there, it's, I'll give you the page number. It's towards the back. It's on page number.
Seven.
The top number is what
number? 24 is the top.
Page number 24. I did that for Commissioner Taylor, he's not here, but he liked page numbers, so I put them in big green at the top.
I like it.
That way the individual documents can have their own original page number on there.
So this is item number 7 on page 24?
It's under number 8 down there, where
number 8.
The regional community development goals and policies. What this means is if a project comes in for public infrastructure, it's going to be considered the number 1 project. It gets more points for that. Public safety would be next. That would be fire, flood control, anything dealing with that, public safety type issues. Mm-hmm. Then housing, because this is a housing program, housing and community development, and it comes through HUD, Department of Housing and Urban Development. Next would be community facilities. That would be your clinics, your health things, your food banks, all those kind of things. And then public services, as it lists there, it's for that are not a community facility or LMI housing. And then finally, architectural barriers. That's one that's the lowest priority because they passed the ADA clear back in the 90s. Most cities and counties have spent a lot of money to bring their facilities into compliance. That should be a very low priority at this point. But there might still be some little town that needs that, but it's still
you're
a low priority.
You're saying it's largely addressed, is what you're
mostly
saying.
Addressed, yes. But infrastructure and public safety definitely are not. We constantly need to replace fire trucks and all that kind of stuff. So we're recommending, and we recommended this to Brian, based on what the application types that came in over the last 3 or 4 years, that this stay the same order on here. And so we made that recommendation to Brian, and he agreed that. So he needs to consult with the Finance Committee members, which are the commissioners, and make sure they're in agreement with that.
Okay.
And then this will go to steering committee to set up the rules later.
But you want a motion to?
It doesn't need a motion. It's consultation, so it's not an action item.
So if we could please hear from each of the three commissioners here today with their feedback on this priority list.
I agree with the priority list.
Okay, you do. How about you?
I think it's fine.
Okay, and I'm fine with it as well, so you've got unanimous consent on that.
And I think number six is important that we remove most architects because they have no clue of how to design or build anything.
Order.
Or how they can permit.
Right, and their removal would be fine with me.
It's your prerogative to adjourn.
But that can't be number one.
And with that stunning revelation, I will adjourn. The time is 1:29 p.m.